needless to say, the way that our guys came out and established the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively, and our special teams, it was a three-phase game today, and our special teams really really knocked the roof off the top of this building. And I want to just obviously express my thanks and our team's thanks to the people that came out. It was a great crowd. It was awesome today. And that really ignited our players and got us excited. And it was just unbelievable. And I can see why our 12th man is so important, and it really made it difficult for them to even with the snap count. So that was very exciting today.
What was your expectation coming in? What did you think? Was it louder, more electric? What was your thought going in?
Well, you never know until it happens, right? And but I tell you what, you could tell from the very beginning when we did the walk across the grassy area there, and the fans were just rabid, and it was exciting, and it was why we do this and why you love football so much. And man, it just made me go back to the realization why I said yes to this in the first place.
Coach, I'm pleased with your offense and how you were able to like.
Well, needless to say, it was great for us to go down on the very first drive, get a score. Then the thing that you and I talked about on Wednesday, you know, we hadn't been worth a shit on conversions, to be quite honest with you. Excuse my language. Sorry about that. And we hadn't been worth a crap on two-point conversions. And, you know, the one thing I kept expressing upstairs to Chuck and to the coaches on the sideline, that, you know, we have to do something outside of the box to make sure we can get out of that. And we did a good job with that. And we have some other things that we still have to work on. Our conversion rate has not been high. I know across the league it's not been high, but we still have to correct it, and we have to get better at it if we're going to have a chance. So we understand that. We'll work at it. We'll make sure of it, and we'll come up with a plan to continue to grow off of it. That's not my call. That's above my pay grade. But I would guess we could put more seats in or butts in those seats. So whatever they decide to do, I'll be ecstatic because the crowd was awesome. I just want them to know how much I appreciated it and the team appreciated it, because the players, just the energy that they brought was great. Well, needless to say, normally when you're in a hostile situation, it's an away game. So we had to make sure we had signal for our defensive guys, since they were on the offense going against New York's offense. So we had to make sure we were clear on our communications. There was a couple times Jay lost his communicator. So I had to go in and make sure and echo his call.
George, the kickoff return is kind of a dying art. It's obviously the XFL trying to make it a thing. How exciting is it when you get one of those that works? Fans feel great. It's a great kick return.
What did you think of it today? I thought the reverse was awesome. I really did. It was great to get it called. And when Joe hit that next gear, I was like, oh, man, this could be a good one. And like I said, it really got the stadium just, I mean, I couldn't hear myself when he was running down the sideline. It was, I could not hear myself. And I was trying to get the players back, because I was trying to decide what we were going to do on our conversion. And get that call out, and so it just worked out really well.
Did you think Joe had that? He said he played a ring football. He said he knew he was going to score.
Well, You know what? Joe will do anything you ask him to do. I didn't know he had that other gear. It was great to see, needless to say. I was excited about it as much as I'm sure everyone else. You know, Joe's such a soft-spoken guy, but, you know, he always shows up on game day, and that's why I love the guy. He's a special person, and I'm just excited. I was happy for him.
Coach, you were watching highlights, seeing how crazy the Dome was nationally. What statement do you think St. Louis made today about just how great football town is?
Well, I think the statement they made is what a great sports town this is. You know, from the day I got hired and I start coming over here, I went to the Cardinals games. The Blues were already in the hunt for the Stanley Cup, and you can just see the energy. And this is type of town I grew up in. It's a blue-collar town. Hardworking people that just want good, real, hard-nosed sports. And I think our identity kind of resembles that. And I grew up in a town like this, and I love this town. This is great. I mean, I think that they love us. You know, and we're giving them what they want.
Needless to say, they won a football bag. Here's awesome. You hear Crockett stuff several times throughout the game.
I didn't even hear it. Honest to God, I didn't notice it. I didn't know that's what they were chanting. But, to be honest with you, I'm not worried about that. We got a great product that we're producing for them, and I hope they're enjoying it. I know they're enjoying it, and I hope that, you know, we're on to a different chapter, and our chapter is right now.
Coach, have you seen anything in their defense as far as the ground game? It seemed like that was kind of your game plan for the day.
I'm sorry, say it again. I missed which.
The offense was just running the ball as well as you did.
Our offense?
Yeah.
You were talking about our run game, your reference. I think that's been part of our identity anyway. And so I don't think we're changing much of what we're doing. We want to be a balanced football team. We understand that. We got to just make sure that we continue to grow. Obviously, people are going to try to take certain things away from us, and we got to be good enough now we can take pressure off our quib and allow him to continue to grow. And I think he's done a good job today. He overcame some things today. And I try not to be a pain in his rear end. And 33 knows I definitely try not to be a pain in his butt. But, you know, I'm gonna demand a lot from him. When much is given, much is expected. And they know that. And they respond well to it. So, thank you.